Writing therapeutic letters. Let's begin with just taking a deep breath and letting that go to land in this moment. And the reminder that words can heal, not just the ones we say to others, but words we say to ourselves when no one else is watching. Writing a letter you don't have to send can be one of the most honest things you'll ever do. It's a safe space to speak the unspeakable, to release the weight of the words unspoken, to give shape to feelings that have lived inside you. You might want to write to someone who hurt you, or someone you miss, to a younger version of yourself, or a future you who's still becoming. You might want to write to the anxiety, to your body, to the grief, to hope. There are no rules here. This isn't about grammar or structure. It's about truth, your truth, in your words. So ask yourself, gently, who or what would I like to write to right now? What needs to be expressed? Not for anyone else's understanding, but for my own release. You can begin simply by saying, I need to say this, or I never got to tell you. This is what I wish you'd known. Or, this is what I wish I had known. And then just write. Write without thinking. Write without editing. Write like no one will ever read it. Because maybe no one will. And that's the point. Writing a therapeutic letter is an act of emotional self-trust, an act of healing and of processing. You don't need a response. You don't need closure or permission from anyone else. You are giving yourself the closure. You are meeting your own emotions with honesty and compassion. You are choosing to process the feelings and the thoughts. And when you've finished writing, you can keep it, you can burn it, you can reread it when you're ready, or you can just let it go completely. This letter isn't to be sent to anyone. This letter is for you to let go of everything about that situation or that person that you have inside of you. The healing isn't in the outcome, it's in the words, the expression. So take a breath and give yourself the permission you need to say what needs to be said, in your own words, in your own time, in your own way. Writing won't change the past, but it might just transform the way it lives inside of you. And it might allow you to feel more empowered about that time or that place or that person. So when you're ready, you can write a therapeutic letter or an email or a text or a voice note, and you can know that you are doing this for you, to give yourself what you need, to meet your feelings, your emotions, with honesty, kindness, and compassion.